Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
I beg your pardon?
I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yes, thank you. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please know in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or are you registered in a different state?
Michigan.
Okay, may I please know in what year were you born?
1929.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
Is that almost certain to vote?
I beg your pardon?
Is that almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
I don't know.
Anything that comes to your mind? What is the issue that is, what's the most important issue facing the country right now?
Immigration.
Okay. What is it regarding immigration? Would you please give me like a brief reason why you think this is the most important issue?
We need to close the border.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Mr. Trump.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican.
Donald Trump, okay. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first name I got is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay, what number would you give to Donald Trump on a scale of 0 to 100?
100.
Okay, how about Joe Biden?
Will not vote for him.
Okay, on a scale from 0 to 100, what rating should I put for Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
I didn't understand you.
The question says, who do you trust the most? In this case, you said Donald Trump. Do you trust Donald Trump much more than Joe Biden or somewhat more than Joe Biden?
I don't know what you mean. I can't answer that. I don't know what you mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. How much more do you trust Donald Trump? Much more or somewhat more than Joe Biden?
It's just more.
Much more. Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statements. So what I will do right now is read to you some statements, and based on that, you will tell me if you agree or disagree. Hello? Hello?